From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Two suicide bomb attacks near the entrance of a military base north of Baghdad and by a market in the Iraqi capital killed at least 18 people Thursday, according to police. Both explosions were claimed by the Islamic State jihadist group and occurred around 9 a.m. in the morning. The attack by the entrance of one of Iraq's largest bases in Taji, just north of Baghdad, killed at least 7 people and wounded 18. An Interior Ministry spokesman said soldiers were among those casualties. A suicide bomb explosion in the capital's mostly Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad, Jadida, killed at least 11 people and wounded 27. Israel's government has suspended special permits for tens of thousands of Palestinians during the holy month of Ramadan after Wednesday night's attack on a cafe in the capital of Tel Aviv. 4 people were killed and 5 others wounded. The shootings took place across from the Defense Ministry. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounced the attack as a savage crime.
I think a larger tragedy was avoided by the resolute action of citizens, of security people, police. We're going to take the necessary steps to attack the attackers and to defend those who need to be defended.
Again, that is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The chief prosecutor, Francesco Lovio di Palermo, Italy, says his office is checking into reports that authorities may have arrested the wrong man in a major people smuggling operation. An Eritrean broadcaster based in Sweden says scores of people, including relatives of the man who was extradited to Italy, said he's not the right one. You're listening to VOA News.